We have some guests in the studio with us today, some Lac La Parole Valley girls basketball players. They'll be playing in the section championship on Friday night at 8 o'clock against Southwest Minnesota Christian Eagles at the RA facility in Marshall. Looking forward to that game. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock, and you'll hear that game right here on Q92. But right now, we have Kelsey Lund, Haley Wushlager, and Lindsay Kranz with us in the studio. Thanks for coming in, girls.
Thanks for having us.
Are you guys excited or what?
Yeah.
I can tell. I was out at practice the other day. You guys are working hard. Haley, talk about the season for the Eagles here. We'll start with you and talk about the season a little bit. Been a fun season for you, huh?
Yeah, it's been really fun. All together, I think we've become way better throughout the season. Like our last few games, we've been playing really good together.
Kelsey, talk about your season. You were injured in December, some with a sprained ankle, right?
Yeah, I think it happened right after New Year, and like the second week in January, I got hurt.
Okay. Are you fully recovered from that?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Well, you're hitting three-pointers against Canby. I think you're recovered. You get me so excited when you guys hit three-pointers. Haley's too. Lindsay, have you ever taken a three-point shot this year?
No, I have not.
Well, make a couple of them this year, huh? Okay, so you haven't hit any three-pointers yet, Lindsay, huh?
No.
Would that be exciting if Lindsay hit a three-pointer in a section championship?
Yeah, I think she can hit one.
The season, the playoffs have been fun for you girls, haven't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, especially the Canby game. Haley?
Okay.
Tough team, aren't they?
Yeah, defensively, I think we played really well against them. We shut them down. They're averaging 60 points a game, and we stopped them and shut them down to 40.
Yeah, okay. And y'all say that with smiles on your face. You guys put a lot of emphasis on defense, Kelsey?
Yeah, we try to hold teams down to what they usually average and just play as hard as we can on defense so then our offense will work. And usually defense goes into offense, so we just try to play tough defense. Mm-hmm.
Now, Lindsay, you've been playing with some pain with your feet, I understand, huh?
Yeah, I have a stress fracture in one of my toes.
Oh, no, that's got to be painful.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And you're out there playing against Canby like that, huh?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Toughing it out, right?
Yeah.
You're a lot tougher than I am. I know. Your big toe, that's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope that heals up after state games.
Yeah.
Let's hope. All right. Talk about what you've been doing this past week in practice, what you've been focusing on here.
We've been scrimmaging a lot against some C-Squad, B-Squad boys, and they've been playing hard defense against us, trying to run motion for at least 30 seconds to get a good shot.
Mm-hmm. And I understand Jordan Halverson joined you guys in practice last week, brought some of the University of Minnesota Cougars down, Kelsey.
Yep, she tries to bring some friends with her so that we can get the mentality of how tough it's going to be and bigger bodies in there to make us work hard.
Yep. Lindsay, what were some of your goals this year set for the Eagles? You guys set team goals at all?
Yep.
Yeah.
What were some of those goals, Lindsay? Do you remember?
Work together as a team.
Okay. It's all about team. Any other goals you can think of?
I remember one of our goals that we already accomplished was win the Camden Conference, which we already accomplished that. And the other one was to at least get past the amount of playoff games we played last year. And the section championship is our main goal right now.
Yep. Yeah, making it in the section championship. I saw the smiles on your face after the buzzer went off against the Lancers. You guys are pretty happy, huh, Haley?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, I can't say I've ever made it this far in playoffs, so it's really fun.
Did you have fun celebrating for a while?
Oh, yeah.
So what ways do you celebrate? On the bus back home or hang out at people's homes?
Well, Friday night I went to Haley's house afterwards because we're related, obviously. Yep. We were up almost all night because we couldn't sleep and just so excited that it actually happened.
And I'm sure Lindsay, with your foot problem, you went home right away, right?
Yeah, I went home and iced for a very long time.
Okay. Talk about the game, your game, Lindsay. You do a great job. You know, when I'm broadcasting a game, I've always said Lindsay Kranz is the most improved player in my mind. You've done a great job this year. You like working around the post area?
Yeah, it's my main spot.
Yeah. Who are some of the toughest girls that on other teams that you've played this year?
Lydia Seussner from Mineota.
She's only a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Yep. What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore, too.
Oh, so you battled with her for a while yet, huh?
Yeah.
Good. And how about you, Haley?
I'd have to say a lot of girls from Canby. Oh, yeah, Sam Jurdy from KMS.
Okay. I haven't seen her play this year. She's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Averaging a lot of points every game. And
Kelsey, how about you? Tough opponent.
It's probably the same as Haley because we play the same position, so we end up guarding the same type of people. And the girl from Pipestone, I think, Rachel Skyberg, she's a pretty good player, too.
Okay. All right. Good. And let's talk about Southwest Minnesota Christian that you'll meet Friday night. What can you tell us about them?
They're really big, and they like to box out.
They like to box out, okay, to go for the rebounds and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey?
They like to crash the boards very hard. They assume every shot is a miss, and they like to run the court. As soon as they get the ball, they try to go down the court as quick as they can.
Okay.
I think their main goal is to look for the drive first.
Oh, okay. They like the pressure defense, though, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can handle that pressure defense full court?
Yeah, I think so. We've handled it pretty well, especially against Wabasso. They have sort of the same press, and we handled that greatly compared to the first time we played them. And we've improved a lot on being relaxed and just slow everything down.
Okay. Is basketball you guys' life? I mean, I see you at the WNBA games. You're playing basketball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even at summer at the lake, I understand you guys shoot baskets, huh? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, mostly any chance we get, we like to just go out, play a little one-on-one, shoot a little bit, and make ourselves better.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just tuning in with Kelsey Lund, Haley Wischlager, and Lindsay Kranz of the Lac Qui Parle Valley girls basketball team, they'll play in the section championship game Friday night, 8 o'clock at the RA facility. Hope to see everybody there. What do you look, when we've been down to Marshall, you look into the crowd, it's just amazing, isn't it, Haley?
Yeah, it's fun to see all the fans out there supporting us.
How about you, Lindsay? You got a lot of family coming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know I gave a shout out to your grandma one night.
Yeah. It was a birthday, I think.
Oh, it was a birthday. That's right.
She's down in Florida right now. Yeah. So.
Well, she'll be listening, I'm sure, huh?
Oh, yeah. Right. She will.
Kelsey, how about you?
Yeah, I have some family coming from the city that they don't get to watch many games, but they've been watching most of them online. And then it's just fun to see all the people that we usually don't see at games throughout the year coming out and support us. And the student section was amazing on Friday night. And we're glad that everyone just is out there to support us.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll give our listeners a little bit of feel about what the team's like, some of the other girls, what they're like. Do you guys get along really well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And what kind of things do you do together outside of basketball? Anything?
Well, we just had a team supper yesterday, and that was just to get us pumped up for tomorrow, Friday, and...
Yeah, what you have for team supper?
Just kind of like a potluck.
Okay.
A bunch of...
And you didn't invite
food.
Me? When there's food, Paul's there, you know. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward. This is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lac Qui Parle's been in the section championship, a couple times in the last few years?
Twice before this, in 2007 and 2010, I think.
Yeah, how old were you guys?
Seven and ten.
Yeah.
Do you remember it at all, or no. Did you go? Oh, you don't remember it. Well, you're making great memories, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I know the community's really proud of you, and the school's proud of you, and it's just an amazing thing to experience, to be in a section championship game. So gonna be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. I want a t-shirt that says Section 3A Champions. I want to wear that.
Okay. All right.
I think we
can you make that happen for me?
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, and I tell you what, you guys pull off the win here. I'll buy pizza. We'll have a big pizza party.
Sounds good.
All right, best of luck Friday night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kelsey Lund, Haley Wischlager, and Lindsay Kranz, Lac Qui Parle Valley girls basketball team. And if you can't make it down to Marshall, you can listen right here on Q92 with Alaysia Freightley and myself. We'll be on with a half-hour pregame show starting about 7:30 Friday night.